Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, March 28th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, First United Methodist Church of Commerce Senior Pastor Valerie Englert. Birthdays.
When you say blood, one taste will tell you so loud and clear. There's only one Budweiser beer. When you say blood, you've said it all.
The master brewer and St. Louis Cardinals owner August Gussie Bush, born this day in 1899. Reba McEntire is 58 today. Lady Gaga is 28. On this day in history, in 1979, the accident at the Three Mile Island Nuclear Power Plant in Pennsylvania. From CBS.
This is the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite.
Good evening. The world has never known a day quite like today. It faced the considerable uncertainties and dangers of the worst nuclear power plant accident of the atomic age. While it is not likely, the potential is there for the ultimate risk of a meltdown at the Three Mile Island atomic power plant outside Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
On March 28, 1984, owner Robert Irsay moves the Baltimore Colts, one of the foremost franchises in the NFL, to Indianapolis. They're still mad about it in Baltimore. From WMAR-TV.
Before our microphones, Robert Irsay told us he was not moving the blankety-blank team.
I have not any intention of moving the team. If I did, I will tell you about it, okay?
But we knew he had a wandering eye. We chased him to Phoenix, Jacksonville, Memphis.
If you love the Colts, why didn't you treat me right?
But we found his lawyer in Indianapolis.
Number one on the charts this day in 1984, Kenny Loggins, and the theme from the movie Footloose. On the KETR events calendar on Saturday, a couponing workshop at the Commerce Chamber of Commerce office from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come learn to coupon like a pro. The class is free of charge. That's Saturday from 10 to 2, a couponing workshop at the Commerce Chamber of Commerce office in downtown Commerce, 1114 Main Street. For more information, see events at KETR.org. And a programming note, Congressman Ralph Hall will join A&M Commerce President Dr. Dan Jones for a live broadcast of KETR's The President's Perspective at noon on Wednesday. That'll be April 2nd. Hall, the World War II veteran, who at 90 years old is the oldest serving member of Congress, will sit down for the live broadcast with KETR station manager Jared Knight from the studio headquarters of NPR in Washington, D.C. That's at 12 noon Wednesday here on 88.9 KETR. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Valerie Englert, the senior pastor of the First United Methodist Church of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Valerie, our thought for the day from the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. And he said, science investigates, religion interprets. Science gives man knowledge, which is power. Religion gives man wisdom, which is control. I thought a really balanced point of view there.
They're very interesting, and Dr. King's one of my favorites.
We're in the period of Lent leading up to Easter, and we're going to talk a little bit about Lent. So Lent is when many people give up something that they normally enjoy. So why would we want to do that, Valerie?
Sometimes that's what Lenten practice is about, is, you know, some of the traditional things are giving up sweets or giving up chocolate or giving up alcohol or things like that. Those are some of the traditional things. But there are other ways, I think, that we can enter into Lenten practice that aren't necessarily giving up something. It could be taking up something, a discipline, or taking something on that you want to do. So, there are different ways to practice Lent.
Well, I exchanged some articles with you prior to our talking today, and there's one article that I gathered was written by a Catholic priest, and apparently they
put up something called a Lenten mirror. They have a what they call a Lent mirror, and they put, I don't know how they manage this, but they put it by an ATM. And then there's a sign on the mirror. Of course, you look into the mirror. And the, what it says there is, what is important to you? Who is important to you? What could you do better? How could you be better? Make a resolution for good this Lent. So that's sort of what you're talking about.
I thought that was really interesting. You know, I've been thinking about this a lot lately, actually, because so much of our Lenten practice here in the United States, for those who practice it, and there are those who are not a part of the church who do practice it, is because of some of the ills we deal with in our culture. In other words, we're, you know, struggling with obesity. We have so much plenty at our fingertips, and yet have people just around the corner who don't have enough. And so, you know, for those people who have concerns about some of that, you know, we strive to develop a practice that will help pull our appetites in. And so what I struggle with sometimes is, well, should that just be a Lenten practice, or should that be an everyday practice? And so the Lenten mirror image that they had in that article, I found it to be very, very interesting. And I think that perhaps it doesn't have to just be limited to Lent.
Lent is a time we focus, get focused in this way that you're talking about, you know. And sometimes it's good to focus. You can't be focused all the time, by almost by definition. So,
Right. It is a time of focus for those who follow the way of Christianity. It really is a time in which we take up practice so that we can grow deeper in our relationship with God, grow deeper in our spiritual practice. For those who aren't part of the Christian way, but who practice Lent, and I see this especially among young adults, it's a way of, you know, bettering the self. It's a way of developing a broader community conscious, a way of being more aware of one's neighbor. You know, but it always raises a question for me as a Christian. Should my Lenten discipline be something that is more than just trying to make myself better? Should it be about something else?
Again, maybe your focus, even though your intent is good, you're still focused on yourself, maybe, too
yes.
much is what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Not to take this off in too trivial a direction or frivolous a direction, I saw an article today about a guy who's giving up all solid food for Lent, and he's doing nothing but drinking beer.
So very interesting.
So Lent begins on Ash Wednesday, and people who go to services receive a cross from ashes on their foreheads. What's that about?
The ashes that are used on Ash Wednesday come from the palms from the previous year's Palm Sunday. And the ashes that are applied to the forehead with the words, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return," are a reminder of our mortality and that we are not an end in and of ourselves.
Valerie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
I've enjoyed it.
As always. Valerie Englert, the senior pastor with the First United Methodist Church of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.